Agostini, more affectionately known as Mum Malena, arrived in Sydney around about the 1956. Her first job was as a kitchen hand in a coffee shop situated only two doors away from my pharmacy at Bankstown. Very soon, she began writing for La Fiamma, where she used to write a column, Il giostro simpatico. The Italian migrants of that time took to Lena as ducks take to water. Very, very soon, bags and bags of mail began to arrive at La Fiamma, simply addressed to Lena. Almost overnight, Lena Agustin became a byword among the Italian community of that era. I remember reading an article of a housewife in Melbourne giving birth to quadruplets. The mother christened one of the girls Lena, undoubtedly in gratitude for assistance rendered to her during her pregnancy by Lena. Another story which really brings tears to your eyes is that a quasi-blind boy was not permitted to join or migrate to Sydney to with his family because of his poor eyesight. Yes, you guessed it. After many representation by Lena on his behalf, he happily joined his family here in Sydney. Dino and Lena soon graduated to radio, 2CH. Lena became affectionately known as Mamma Lena. The program was extremely popular. It really put 2CH on the map at that time. Bags upon bags of mail were a continuous stream, in continuous streams arrived at 2CH. Most of them, which I actually saw myself, were addressed simply Arrivederci Roma 2CH, or another one was Arrivederci Roma Lena Sydney. The mail, wrongly addressed, kept on arriving at 2CH without any difficulties at all. Arrivederci Roma was a very, very popular program. Mamma Lena has been awarded the MBE, and I congratulate, and also the Croce Cavaliere from the Italian government. A great achievement indeed for a very well-deserved person. I'm still waiting for the day when she will relinquish the title of Mamma Lena and become Nonna Elena. Lena and Dino, we are your friends who have had the pleasure of being associated with you. We salute you. May God watch over you for many years yet to come.